Think a minute. You may have heard of Henry Ford, the famous car manufacturer. He was the first to use the assembly line in his factory for mass production. So his company built and sold hundreds of cars every day. Well, one day, the big generator that produced all the electricity for Ford's factory suddenly stopped working. The whole factory shut down, costing Ford a huge amount of money. He quickly called one of the top engineers in the nation to come fix it. The expert engineer soon arrived and began looking and tinkering with the big generator. After only 1 hour, the engineer had found the problem and fixed it. So immediately, Ford's factory began making cars and money again. A few days later, Henry Ford got the bill in the mail from that top engineer for fixing his factory generator. The bill was $10,000. Ford could not believe how expensive it was, so he called the engineer on the phone. He said, "Excuse me, sir, but isn't $10,000 rather high for just 1 hour of tinkering?" The engineer answered, "Mr. Ford, I'm charging you $10 for my 1 hour of tinkering and $9,990 for knowing where to tinker." Ford answered, "I guess you're right." And Ford paid the engineer his $10,000. Do you know that people usually accept your own estimate of yourself? They give you the same worth you give yourself. So don't sell yourself short. I'm not saying we should go around full of pride, thinking we're better than other people. But if you have special abilities, training, or experience in a certain skill, then you can have reason to be confident in your work and charge what you're worth, whether it be with computers, sales, building houses, farming, teaching, music, or something else. Obviously, the one who really knows your abilities is the one who made you. In fact, no matter what other people say your value is, your real worth comes from how much your own maker paid for you. You see, God himself paid for you with his own life. He actually became a human being to die for all your wrongs so that you would not be separated from him and suffer forever. So why not ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own way? Then when you give him control of your life every day, he will start showing you your real worth. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.